This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Permanent spots at a local campground here along the river, and you know, there was a little kind of an impromptu gathering of some folks that were in town and everything. So I went out there for a little bit, and I mean, it's a great spot, right along the creek, and and everything. I mean, it's great, but it's like you're
right on top of each
your
other.
Neighbors are right, and it's and but it's, I mean, it's a social thing.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there looking at this, going, you know what? When it gets dark, I bet these motherfuckers all take their clothes off and fucking just run around naked. It's that weird and creepy to me. I don't get it. I don't like people that much.
No.
You know?
But you can't have them. My neighbors are too close to me. But thankfully, the ones on the one side of me are church mice quiet.
Yeah.
Church mice quiet. They're very quiet. And the ones on the other side, something happened and they have been stunned into relative silence. So, I mean, I got to tell you, my neighborhood's a 98% neighborhood. We're too close together, but you step outside at midnight and there's nothing happening. Yeah. You're far enough away from a major road that you don't. I mean, you hear jerk off in his purposely loud engine and shit.
Yeah.
He's
squealing his tires or something.
But you don't hear. Like, I stepped outside at work today just to go get the mail. It was about noontime. And I stepped outside and it's so loud, these cars.
Yeah.
Just that cumulative noise. And they've all, it's so loud.
I mean, I don't.
And but then I don't have that at home. It's pretty all right at my house, you know.
I don't want to be mean and shitty and nasty to my neighbors. I don't at all. I mean, I wave at everybody, and
I do that too.
You know, and I got good relations with the people on either side of me, just because we've known each other since I was a baby.
Oh yeah,
you know. I don't care to socialize with you. I don't care to have cookouts. I don't. You know,
I got other
friends for that. I got friends, you know, 30, 40 years of friendships that I have a hard time keeping up with.
Right.
Let alone, you know, new people in the neighborhood.
No, there's no point in that.
No. But again, you'd be civil to me. I'll be civil to you.
You know what I need you to shut the fuck up. I need you to keep the fucking noise down.
Who, me?
No.
Go fuck yourself.
No. No. I need you to talk an hour a week. Otherwise, shut your face. You just shut the fuck up. Like, my neighbors on the one side have got, I don't know how many fucking kids they got. I have a sneaking suspicion they keep having kids every 24.
One too many.
Well, no, it's more than one too many. But I suspect they keep having kids every 24 to 30 months so they can stay on Section 8. That's my suspicion.
You're probably correct.
But anyway, you know, when they fart around outside and run through the grass, and I don't give a shit about it. I honestly, I don't.
Kids are going to be kids, man. You got to let kids be kids.
I don't. Kid that and all that bullshit. You know, it's whatever. But at the end of the day, they're kids, and I'm smart enough to know that kids are, you know, let them fucking do whatever. Yep. As long as they're not beating on my fucking door or fucking doing weird shit. You know,
it's when the adults act like that.
It's, yeah. And they are low IQ numbskulls, and so they make plenty of fucking noise out there. Yeah, plenty of fucking noise.
That's all they know how to do.
Buddy, you know why it is, though? Like, they're always talking to people on their speakerphone. They have no inner dialogue, and so all they do is create noise all day long.
Yeah.
Because they have no inner dialogue that helps to guide them along.
Yeah.
So they create noise to fill the void, and it's fucking endless. But again, in your house, I don't give a shit. I don't care. But, you know, it was the dog that bothered me. The kids, you know, I hate kids, but it was the dog that bothered me. That really bothered me in the end.
Yeah.
You know, someone got a hold of them because that stopped like 3 months ago.
Good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's great.
Then as soon as it dips below 60 degrees, they'll hibernate till May. So I'll never see them. And I was fine with people until I started working customer service jobs in my 20s. And
shit.
That's how you grow to hate them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know? That'll turn you against humanity right fast.
Buddy, that's no bullshit.
Yep.
You know? Because
you experience every fucking facet of humanity.
Every fucking facet.
Nicest people you'd ever want to talk to and the fucking biggest fucking assholes on the planet.
Now, thank you for listening. It's TGR. As two old guys yet again fucking prattle on and on about nothing.
What's irritating you today?
Well, if you listen to a show, to a fucking podcast to get educated, go fuck yourself. Yeah. You're listening to the wrong shit.
Yeah. Read a book.
How do you relax? Read a book. Yeah, read a fucking book.
Read a fucking book. Boy, I was trying to find something this morning to listen to. The music wasn't cutting it, you know.
Yes.
I listen at that. No, and then like, okay. I got a couple of like brewing podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis. They put episodes out like every couple weeks or so, regularly, you know.
Right.
But boy, lately they've just they've done episodes like that. Yeah. Here's the thing, man. There's only so much you can do.
100%
with brewing beer.
How many times can you tell?
And how many times?
How many times can you tell the kneecap to Naval Bush? You know, joke.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, no, I don't want to listen to that. Boy, I could not. I was like, fucking radio silence this morning on shit, man.
Sometimes you just gotta drive to work with the fucking radio off, man. But then that's what I mean by inner dialogue. You can be okay.
Yes.
You can watch the track. Like, you can be all right.
But then everybody started showing up at work about, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, about 45 minutes after I get there. And then it's like, nope, music's on because I got to drown these fucking idiots out.
Exactly.
God damn.
I had music on half the day.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do it. Thankfully, it was very slow at work today.
Good.
I pretended I was busy for about 5 hours of my eight today.
I had a hot project to get out today, and that was good because that really hot.
Hot project.
Yeah. Hot cheese project. Get out. That was good because, the time flies by. Clicked, baby.
Monday and Tuesday, super fast at my work, man.
And what's really good about that is I can just, like, pop the headphones in and zone out because I'm on a hot thing and nobody's bothering me. And, boy, it just, man, cruises.
My next job's got to be, and I'll tell anyone I talk to, my next job has to be, I want you to give me a series of tasks and then teach me how to do them, and then leave me alone to complete them.
Every day, give me a new series of tasks.
And look, and then I'm going to go home. And I'm not going to take an hour lunch. I'm going to eat breakfast at my desk, and then I'm going to go home. And, you know.
Yeah. And you're going to pay me every Friday or whatever.
Right.
You know? Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah.
I come in.
Brian, we'd like to offer you this position. That's very nice of you. Let me come in and let's sit down and talk about what that means for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, I'm almost 53 years old. It just occurred to me 10 minutes ago that I got a birthday coming up in a few weeks.
Yep, you do.
And I have 40 hours a week to lease you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pay someone to get this stuff done. Now, let's talk about how that looks.
Yeah.
I don't need a lunch. Sometimes I'm going to take one.
Mm-hmm.
At my job, I'm going to, every now and then at my job, I'm going to take an hour and get the fuck out of that office and go sit somewhere. And I'll punch out. And I will punch out. But I'm going. But by and large, I'm going to eat at my desk. And I'm going to complete the task you put in front of me. And then I'm going to fucking go home. And that's it. That's I want you to trust me enough and your training enough to leave me alone and go away.
Boy, I have found that taking off at lunch and just going and getting a car wash takes me about half hour.
Beautiful.
Get over.
Beautiful.
Run through there, crank the music up. And there's something soothing about that car wash for some reason. And then just, on a nice day, pop the fucking...
I think Kylie was turned on by car washes. I think.
Really?
Like, really enjoyed them for some reason.
That's a weird kink.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know. She was wherever she's at right now, I hope she's going through nothing but fucking misery. I think about that girl's pussy a lot more than I fucking should. And I mean a lot more than I should.
Yeah.
Makes me angry how much I think about it, frankly. Yeah. Well, I do have an update here for you.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I'd love to tell you, but I didn't open my fucking files over here, so let's do that real fast.
Oh, is it about our boy?
It's about your boy, DeForvid.
DeForvid. We're going to do a
weekly update on DeForvid until either they arrest him or they let him off the hook.
Let him go. Right on.
Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, where's American Hitler's,
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Now, a newly released document in the case of the 15-year-old girl found dead inside the trunk of singer Teth David's car, including the autopsy report that could provide clues into how she died. Let's go back to our chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman, there in Los Angeles. Good morning again, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Robin. 15-year-old Celeste Rivas is
there. Continues. Robin Roberts got to pull it together. A little bit more energy first thing in the morning. Jesus Christ, what are we doing over there, GMA, man?
Who is that?
Robin Roberts.
Oh, that's Jesus. Who that was?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Don't they tell her how to do TV? You got to wake up a little bit, sweetheart.
To be shrouded in mystery. Law enforcement still says they do not know how she died and ended up in the trunk of that Tesla. But now we do know that she was not pregnant at the time of her tragic death.
Now, that's breaking news, because we had speculated last week that perhaps he had shot a baby in there and that's why she had to die.
This morning, ABC News obtaining the death certificate for 15-year-old Celeste Rivas.
Rivas.
Whose body was found earlier this month in a Tesla belonging to singer-songwriter David.
Ugh.
The cause of death listed as deferred as the medical examiner tries to determine how she died.
That's his singing partner on the road. Deferred.
Deferred and
DeForvid? D-E-4-R-E-D. It's deferred. That's how you pronounce it. DeForvid and deferred.
And the LAPD, whether a crime was committed.
Do you mean a crime was committed beside that song we're listening to right now? Holy.
Speaking of crimes being committed, here's a clip of DeForvid.
Yikes. Oh, God, it's just...
It's just computer pumped out music. That's it. Yeah. It's all garbage anymore.
I bet if you're 21 in a club, that's
probably
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I bet that's a blast if you're in a club.
There was nearly 40 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Well, how is that a fucking recommendation?
Canceled his world tour earlier this month after Rivas was identified as the deceased.
Yeah.
The teenager had been missing for a year and a half. Authorities believe she could have been dead for weeks before she was discovered. And law enforcement sources tell us the condition of her remains has made it difficult to determine her cause of death. The death certificate also revealing that she was not and had not been pregnant for the last year. The latest details coming after investigators.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. There's one theory out the window. So, I mean, you know what it must have been in the end? Is that yap, yap, yap got her in trouble.
It's that fucking Dino mouth, man.
Yeah, just shut your mouth.
It's that fucking Dino mouth, baby.
Oh. 15-year-old Dino mouth, which has just got to be at a few decibels higher than you're used to, huh?
Like a like dog whistle level, you know? Jesus Christ.
So fucking loud, you can't even hear it. Like, most people can't even hear it anymore.
How come all the neighborhood dogs are running away?
Must have been some of that yap, yap, yap. Good gracious.
Damn, wow, yeah.
We're seen searching the residence David was renting in Los Angeles, allegedly removing a computer. David has not been named as a suspect or a person of interest and has not been charged with any crime. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News there is a lot going on to bring justice for Rivas and her family.
Sure.
Information we have now, at best, law enforcement can say that there's potentially culpability for improperly disposing or concealing a body, but there's not enough information to charge.
It's over for DeForvid. I mean, unless they find a way, you know, someone else killed her and put her in his trunk, and, you know, like his trunk, the guy,
like, yeah,
DeForvid's trunk.
And that car is registered to him, right?
Yeah.
And he never reported it stolen or anything.
No.
Nothing that's come out yet, I guess.
No.
Yeah, that's not looking good there.
No. Plus, he took a computer out of his house.
Yeah.
Probably have already been through his phone and his iCloud account and everything else.
Anyone with a homicide.
And while David's representatives and some family members may have been in contact with law enforcement and say that the artist has been cooperating with police, the LAPD tells me that David himself has not spoken to or has had any direct contact with the LAPD, Robin.
I hope that young woman's family will get some answers.
Robin Roberts getting into her Biden years of her fucking career. Time to retire, kid. Sheesh.
Yeah, boy, she's been at that a long time.
Long time, huh?
Man.
Oh, man. So anyway, it's TGO Radio, and we are
kind of winding it down here. We're getting close.
We're about
October 1st today, you know? Hard to believe.
Yeah. We are 5 weeks away or so from being at the end of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be... I don't know how to tell you, but we'll be pulling Thursdays and Fridays till the end of the season. Or Wednesdays and Thursdays, because we got to get some end of the year stuff.
Yeah.
Could have done it in September, of course, but I was spending a lot of September doubting
your existence.
Yeah. So
setting alarms.
Jeff and I recorded last week in real time. It was September. And we're walking out of here and we go, okay, we got to start doing this end of the year stuff.
Yeah, we recorded last week on the 24th.
Right. And so of a September.
Yeah.
So we're walking out. It's Wednesday evening, and we're walking out. We go, we got to get together tomorrow and do a show. And I'm like, right on. I'll see you at 4 o'clock or whatever it was. And I fucking got out of work at 3 and just fucking got in my car and turned the other way and drove all the way home. And like, it was 6:50 or 6:15. And I'm in bed looking at table saws on the Menards website. And I go, holy shit, I'm supposed to be at fucking Jeff's house today. So I set an alarm for the next few Thursdays so that I remember to come over here.
Table saws. Man.
Yeah, I got two things I got to cut that'll sit in the corner of the garage for a fucking decade.
Dude, I've got a table saw.
Yeah, I know. But
I've got circular. Yeah, you don't need to buy that.
Nah, I should have my own stuff.
No, I know, but
everyone should have their own stuff.
Tell you what, a table saw is handy to have when you're like, what am I getting? Oh yeah, that's right, I got that table saw sitting over there.
That's it. Yeah. No, I'll have another use for it. I got a couple things I could do right now with it, but after that, yeah, it's just, you know, you need it. And I needed one the other day and have one. And that's why I was looking at them.
That'll be good for you and good for the show, because then we can talk about how many fingers you've lost to it.
We'll have a finger. We'll have a Deadpool. And how many fingers will Brian lose this year?
How many fingers will he lose in the table saw accident?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
because you're not gonna buy. You can't. I can't afford one, and I'm fucking loaded.
What, a finger?
No, the SawStop brand ones that.
Oh, we no. No.
We have one at work, and buddy, they fucking work.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they've got a. You know, that saw's got a current running through it, and if you touch it, it triggers a fucking brake mechanism that you barely get a nick on your finger.
You try running a hot dog through there or something to test that? Or
my cock.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
You really had to get up on top of it then. You're damn near humping the fucking thing, I bet. You small cocked idiot. Irish buffoon.
Hey, Durant, you Irish buffoon. You fat, drunken, short-dicked Irish goon.
Hey, Durant, you Irish buffoon. How the hell are you?
Hey, Kennedy. You drunken Irish goon. How the hell are you?
You drunken Irish goon.
Drunken Irish goon. Small. You ever met a big-cocked Irishman? Never. Well, I bet in the old days some of those fucking...
Oh, they had to be slinging some fucking hog.
Some of those kilt boys, I bet, had some stuff. Yeah.
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 Man, all those fucking rugby players, man.
Mm.
I mean, not the current ones. They're all on steroids, but.
Yeah, that does tend to shrink things up, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Your cock and balls, right? Like, it tends to.
Big muscle, small dick.
Barry Bonds, was it worth it? I mean.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Barry, your head's grown 5 inches in diameter since you were a rookie. Anything you'd like to tell us there?
Barry in the off season.
Well,
Barry's
got some guy standing behind him, tipping his head back like Bart's, like Marge in that Halloween episode of The Simpsons when he fucking became Stretch Boy.
Yeah, that's right. Barry, we couldn't help notice in the off season that you have to wear the new NFL, like the double size NFL helmets now to keep you getting. Anything you want to tell us? No, I'm good, man.
I've been working out.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Who was it? Jason Giambi that 1 year fucking put on 30 pounds of solid muscle. They're like, I just quit eating burgers. Get the fuck out of here. Beat it. You lying idiot.
Yeah, no shit.
I want to say it was Jason Giambi, but don't quote me.
No, I think you're right.
Played for the A's, right? Is that the one? And then
he
just went off. He showed up in fucking February 1 year and he was a solid piece of rock.
You're not thinking of Canseco.
No, Canseco was clearly roided up.
Yeah, he had the rage for it,
oh,
too,
boy,
man.
Did he. Oh, whoa. Boy.
Man.
His fucking Twitter feed, he is a buffoon, man.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's pull it up real fast here. Yeah, I mean, buddy, hang on here. This is where I'll put the hold music. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the near future... This is August 20th, Jose Canseco. In the near future, controlling your dreams will be a reality. You will live your best life in your dreams.
Okay.
August 20th, Root Insurance will try an extortion tactic. Watch out for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No good deed goes unpublished. Welcome to Earth. What a fucking nozzle. July 2nd. Happy birthday to everyone born on July 2nd. And if A-Rod was born on July 2nd, no happy birthday for you. What a fucking... He does not like A-Rod,
no.
Man. That is...
No.
Oh. Check me out on Cameo. Oh.
What's Cameo?
Okay, so it's celebrities. You can go in and you can pay for a video from them.
Happy
birthday stuff or asking questions or whatever.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get Jose Canseco's Cameo? He didn't even link to it. What a fucking tool. God damn. Jose Canseco. Okay, here it is. Tell me, buddy, if it's anything... Over $30. It's an offense.
Yeah.
$100. Get the fuck
get
out
the
of here.
Fuck out of here.
Beat it. Uh oh. Ooh. Boy, that's gonna stink. Send a message. You can send him a message for $20.
You can send him a message for $20? Jesus Christ.
How's your brain tumor, you fucking roid-head idiot?
Fucking roid-raging idiot.
Isn't that what got Lyle Alzado in the end, was he took...
Oh, yeah, that got him bad. Tumor?
Yeah.
That shrunk him down to nothing,
it
man.
Sure did.
Yeah, he got it. He got the roid sickness pretty good.
The roids, goddamn it.
Oh!
Is it bad? Buddy, you haven't gotten them at all today.
Usually don't get them.
No.
Boy, that one fucking crept,
that one, all right,
crept across the state lines. Jesus, stop it.
It was only the one.
Well, fuck, any other time, you're fucking, like, fucking Doc Holliday with that fucking spray. Jesus Christ.
Well, they haven't been getting to you, so I didn't get the spray out. All right, ready?
Who the fuck is Riff Raff? This fucking idiot. I don't know half of these people. Riff Raff.
They're not famous.
Mark McGrath was once.
Is that the Smash Mouth guy?
No, not Smash Mouth.
Oh, no. It was...
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, I can hear it. We fucking...
Sugar Ray.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Right. Oh, there's Lance Bass. Or Bass on his boat.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not.
Don't ruin it. Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
Who's that right there?
Where? Who? That?
The red. Down one. The red. The whole thing is red. Who is that?
It's Dave Mustaine.
Was it really?
Yeah.
How much is Dave Mustaine's cameo?
$299.
Get the fuck out of here.
Beans. David, I'll give you the extra dollar to make it an even three to not do it. Arlo Guthrie still alive?
No way.
$150.
No way.
Larry
Fuck's
Bird?
I can see that.
No, I don't know who it is, but it looks like Larry Bird. Johnny Van Zandt, didn't he die in that plane crash?
Ice-T. You're 67. Stop it.
$600?
Yeah, that's very silly.
Fuck you. You can get Randy Travis for two. Shaggy Two Dope. Yo, bro. Okay. The Naked Cowboy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the guy that plays in his underwear in Times Square.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a thing you can search?
Yeah.
Huh, where's Charlie Kirk in there?
Richard Marx.
What was his big hit?
Hold On to the Night, my fucking prom theme from high school.
Is that gross, really?
Ugh. Jesus Christ, my fucking prom was a complete fucking disaster.
How about you hold on to this ball bag while I jerk my rod in your face, you fucking slob?
Michael Starr.
Who?
Lead singer of Steel Panther.
Steve
Vai. Yeah, right, no shit.
And you're someone toodly-doo for fucking half an hour on your cameo? How much does that cost for 5 minutes of toodly-dooing?
$150, he's, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got the Nuge, $400. Oh, not just, you get all of Air Supply for $150.
Buddy, come on.
Peter Noon, Herman. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
You know what? I can tolerate that song. I can also tolerate Henry VIII. That was them too, right?
Oh, I'm Henry VIII.
Buddy, I know. I
hate those.
I know.
Songs.
I know you do, man.
God
but
damn.
I can tolerate them.
Oh, I can't.
Who's that right there?
Where? Who?
Right that? Down over the girl. Yeah.
Who's that? Joanne Eckerstrom.
I don't
know. Eckerstrom.
If I can't say it, I'm not going to give you any fucking money.
Marky Ramone.
Marky Ramone?
150, or 110.
I thought they were all dead.
I thought they were, too.
It's the ghost of Marky Ramone. I know the original band, they're all dead.
Gunnar Nelson, $50.
Buddy.
He's basically giving it away.
Let's go in and fucking get one of these. Let's split it together.
Josh Todd, lead singer Buck Cherry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sebastian Bach, $399. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck that.
Rick Nielsen.
That's an old picture, too.
Yeah. My buddy met him in Chicago one time outside of a concert and talked to him for a few minutes. Yeah, oh, a nice guy. took a nice picture with him and his son. And
everyone's man, nice.
He's a real good dude, you know.
Everyone's nice when you're finished in the business.
Yeah.
It's when you're coming up,
yeah,
you know, that you have the real test of your morality. As we know, I mean, we can't be approached in public. We're just
I'm unapproachable.
You can't talk to us. We're no. Way too big to be talked to.
Jimmy the Robot?
What? Come on, stop it. Oh,
there's Matthew Nelson too. Boy, they're $50. There, those Nelson boys are cheap.
Yeah.
Huh. I could spend some time on here.
We ought to pick some real cheese dick shit, though, and go in on it, you know what I mean, and just see. Give us 5 minutes on, you know, what you think about gross humor and podcasts or whatever.
Oh, John Popper, the fat guy from Blues Traveler.
Oh, he's lost some weight.
He really has.
God damn.
$200.
$200 for...
Pay it so he can eat.
Well, you should have thought about your fat fuck.
Kip Winger, $150.
I like to know Kip Winger's current day thoughts on that song 17.
Yeah, right.
Because yikes, folks. Yeesh.
Dude, there's so much of that shit from the 80s.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, at all.
Well, that's our whole underage montage. Yeah, man. Fuck me.
Well, we haven't played that in a while, have we?
No, we sure haven't.
Ah, Slim Jim Phantom. Yeah,
Jesus. By the way, Jailbait by Motorhead on the back half of Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
That song is a fucking banger, man. Woo!
Young girl. Get out of my mind. I assume that you're 15 years old. You know that she's only 17.
All alone on the edge of 17.
Well, I first thought of she was 17.
That's a great fucking jam. She was
16 years old. Well, she's sexy in 17.
Another great song.
On 17.
I really should cut that one out because it doesn't belong. It's a fucking My Fair Lady or some dumb shit. I forget what music, but that's not what they're doing there. I really should cut that out.
16 going on 17.
She was 16 and 6 feet tall.
Young lady. Oh man, this one is fucking egregious.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great song, though, right?
I once loved a woman, a child, I am told.
I'll treat you like a queen.
Darling.
Night after night, because you were 17.
She's running down on a clock machine. And she won't give up, because she's 17.
I'm just mad about 14.
Gee whiz, Donovan.
Fourteen's mad about me.
Fucking love this song.
Me
God damn
too.
It. God. Fucking banger.
17 years old. He's touching 64.
Yeah, man. Mm. Fuck.
That's a fucking heater.
There are a lot of great songs in that underage montage, everybody. Jeff is still scrolling through the old cameo
oh,
there.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I could...
Yeah.
Ricky Thrash. What a creative.
Who?
Ricky Thrash, musical artist, wants $69.
Get it?
Yeah, get it.
Get it? 69 is a sexual thing. Did you pick up on that?
I did.
Okay, who's that piece of ass right there?
Nicki
Minaj?
No, I don't know. we both need new glasses.
Buddy, my fucking eyes are...
Here, let me see if I can... Right. There we go.
Oh, boy.
Put this out. Now, how do I get...
Oh, you fucking retard. There you go.
Nikki Mooninger?
Whatever. I'd like to fucking dip my nuts in her mouth. Who's that Asian thing next to her?
Kiki Wong.
The Kiki Wong?
Guitarist of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Whatever. Fuck off.
J.J. French. That's an old picture.
That is an old picture.
That's $75.
That's a whole other hairline to go for old fucking J.J. French there, buddy. Woo. All right. Can we get to some news real fast? I know Jeff's going to keep going through this.
Keep scrolling.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
You know, we don't do this a lot, but I do have an Up With People story this week.
You know, those are my favorite. Make me fucking angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
What's the difference?
Fucking ass either way.
Play, cunt faggot.
Hey.
Not you.
Peggy Pearson's map.
Yeah.
Has seen better days.
You just look at a map and away you go.
This map, published in 2007.
Right.
Has been folded, unfolded, and refolded hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Jeff, there are 372 cities and towns in the state of North Dakota.
Been there.
This gal, Peggy Pearson, took 20 years to visit all 372 cities and towns in North Dakota.
Took how many years?
Over
20 years to visit every fucking city on the map in...
City and state.
In North Dakota.
In North Dakota. Yep. You got it.
What? Well, you ain't got nothing else to do in that godforsaken fucking... fucking half a territory.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah.
As one by one, Peggy marked off towns she'd visited.
It was kind of the goal on the bucket list to visit every town in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's your bucket list.
Was it?
It's on that map.
Now nearly...
Just get a bucket of chicken, you fucking piece of shit.
Jeff thought of the first thing that went with bucket. That's what he came up with. Now, I'd have thought of Bucket of AIDS, the old Jim Norton line. No, I'm sorry, it was Puddle of AIDS. I apologize.
Puddle of AIDS.
I apologize. Oh, boy.
I hope you trip and fall in a puddle of AIDS.
A puddle of AIDS, yeah.
Now.
And he ended up marrying a guy who likes to dress like a girl, so that just.
Who, Norton did?
Yeah. Irony Hall of Fame.
Later, Peggy has met her goal.
It's something quirky. It's something weird.
The last towns on her list were in eastern North Dakota.
Right in here.
Peggy made sure to take pictures of those towns. She didn't always take photos.
I'm so glad they added that shutter clicking.
Yep.
Because I had no idea what a picture of a town, what they meant by that.
They're going to explain why they did it.
Fucking assholes.
Work of taking pictures and sharing it.
And when Peggy first started her trips, social media wasn't a thing. There was no pressure.
When Peggy first started her trips, she would end up in cornfields, naked, surrounded by deers, licking her various orifices.
Ew.
Now that's a trip, goddammit.
You fuck. Gross.
All 372 cities and towns, man.
Congratulations. I don't know who I'm more angry at, her for doing that or this news fucking organization for covering it like it's something.
Mm.
Trips, social media wasn't a thing.
No.
There was no pressure to document her travels. She did tell a few friends, including Kendra Shillow.
Her lesbian friend. Allegedly.
Is this reporter trying out for NPR or something?
Buddy, it's a local Emmy. It's it's a real feel-good story.
Craziest, weirdest thing I'd ever heard of.
But before she knew it, Kendra was...
No. I think licking boxes as a teenager would have been the craziest thing you ever heard of.
If this is the craziest thing you've heard, you need to get out and start living life, lady.
Buddy, how about you come and be a fucking guest host on our show?
Guest host for one show.
Yeah, let's do it. Fucking, we'll fly you in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Jeff is a millionaire and can do that.
Yeah.
But before she knew it, Kendra was tagging along on Peggy's trips.
Yeah, she was. Finger blasting while she's driving. Yeah,
no,
Joined at the cunt. I don't have the balls to make that a show title.
I don't, man.
I fucking do not.
Tangled up in pubes. The long lost fucking... That was the B-side to Tangle Up in...
Well, that's your show title. Tangled Up in Pubes is 100% your show title. There's no topping that today. And the only thing that makes me angry about it is that now I got to go home and write those lyrics. So, that's the only thing. Tangled Up in Pubes.
Tangled Up in Pubes. I hate that fucking guy so much.
You can't do that parody because the original is like 6 minutes
long.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's...
And you can't parody that guy's voice for 6 minutes.
Tangled Up in Pubes. Give me the feathers. Tangled Up in Pubes. Shut the fuck up, Bob. God, why did we bring this guy in the studio?
God, buddy, he was.
He became a fucking cultural icon.
An icon.
You know?
You know?
I don't get it.
Just plugged in a guitar. People lost their minds. Fuck off.
Badly played a harmonica. Dude, you have no fucking talent. You can't sing, but we'll make you a cultural fucking icon.
Buddy, they gave him a Nobel Prize for writing a book. For fuck's sake. Play. Cunt, faggot. Good thing we installed VLC over here.
I thought it was the craziest, weirdest thing I'd ever heard of.
But before she
tangled up in pubes, God damn
it. Knew it, Kendra was tagging along on Peggy's trip.
Yeah, she was.
The North Dakota.
Just fucking two hairy boxes mashed together. Like they're scissoring to beat the band.
Like you're trying to get separate. Fucking... Like stop, hang on, just stop. Let me do it. Quit pulling.
Fuck, would you come with me? Move with
this
me.
This way.
Not against me, you fish smelling beast.
Just stop. Just let me
you
do
fucking
it.
Fucking stop it. They're just knotted pubes.
Oh, God,
they're just greasy and knotted. Oh, stop.
Looks like a black girl's hair.
It's all pink on the inside, those black girls, man. I'll tell you all about that. It's all pink on the inside.
I was talking about all ratted up and nappy, but...
No,
know.
All right, Don Imus. Nice working with you. Anyways, Jeff's apology will be coming next week. I'm sorry.
I have to fucking gargle some glass and limestone before I...
fucking Imus. Our nappy head hose. Fucking Imus. Talking about girls' college basketball. Dropped a nappy-headed hose. And just thought people were going to be okay. Don Imus ruled.
When was that?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? 2010? It was fucking 100 years ago.
Girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and... Some hardcore hose.
That's a nappy-headed hose there. I'm going to tell you that
now. Uh-oh.
Oh, Don.
Some nappy-headed hose. I tell you what. Oh, what I'll be.
Who the fuck? I love, even in whatever year this was, Don went, yeah, I can get away with this. Yeah. Come on, buddy. What are we doing?
Boy, he was big then, wasn't he? He was.
He was definitely on the descent. He was.
But this was terrestrial radio, right?
It was. And then it was on. It was simulcast on MSNBC as well in the morning.
Yeah.
And so that's when this is.
Some hardcore hose.
That's a nappy headed hose there. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Oh, man, that's some. And the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute, you know. So, like, kind of like a, I don't know,
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingaboos versus the Wannabes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. And wait a minute. Nappy-headed hose was the one that got him in trouble? That statement got him in trouble.
It wasn't Don that said Jingaboo. I don't know who was that saying that. Good Lord.
God damn it.
Whoa.
Man.
I had no idea that was in there.
I didn't either. You never heard one peep about it.
Wow. Yeah, really? You see, nappy headed hose was the fucking
that's the one.
Big crime in that one? Holy shit. Whoa, boy.
All right. So here's the meeting with Imus, okay? Don, look. You're going to have to apologize.
Yeah.
You can't say that. Okay, so nappy headed hose is out, but Jigaboo's fine. Wait a minute. When did you say that? God damn it, can we hear the playback again?
No, it was like a producer or his guest or someone. Jesus Christ, man. It's wild.
I thought it was the craziest, weirdest thing I'd ever heard of.
But before she knew it, Kendra was tagging along on Peggy's trip.
Yeah, she was.
The North Dakota native quickly
realized. Before she knew it, she was all tangled up in this adventure.
Oh, yes.
Realized. There was a lot about her state she didn't know. We went to Grenora.
It's fucking North Dakota. It's cold in the winter. It's warm in the summer. What else do you fucking want to know?
Buddy, they got two seasons, winter and 4th of July.
Yeah, right.
End of fucking discussion on North Dakota.
That's it, yeah.
A lot about her state she didn't know.
We went to Grenora, and it's named after the Great Northern Railroad. Didn't know that.
And as she folds her...
How is that a fucking recommendation?
My fucking life is complete.
You gonna see yourself out after this?
Wow.
That's a good term for suicide, right? See yourself out?
Yeah.
Fine. Peggy can't help but smile. Because now, more than ever before, Peggy is proud
right.
to be a North Dakotan.
I've always loved this state.
Jeff,
proud to be a North Dakotan.
Tangled up in pubes, Jesus Christ. All right, let's see. Sid Rosenberg. Rosenberg, goddamn it.
Who's he suing?
Who was filling in for sportscaster Chris Carlin said, the more I look at Rutgers, they look exactly like the Toronto Raptors. Oh, it was it must have been McGurk that called him Jigaboos. He was a show producer. Bernie McGurk, I want to say his name was, between Rutgers and Tennessee is a Spike Lee thing, adding to Jigaboos versus the Wannabes. God damn it, Bernie.
Jesus,
what the fuck are we doing? Holy fucking dog shit.
Girls from Rutgers, man, they got tattoos and...
some hardcore hose.
That's a nappy headed hose there. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Oh, man.
Man, that's some. Ooh. And
he's kind of got. Imus has got that. he sounds a lot like Robert Byrd, the old late great. You know,
yeah.
Senator Byrd there.
Don is long gone.
You know what his old mother told him, right?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, you can't go to heaven if you hate anybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Robert Byrd took that to heart, put on his Klan hood, and went out to fundraise for the local chapter.
See, they all look cute, you know, so, like, kind of like a, I don't know.
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingaboos versus the Wannabes, movie that he had.
Yeah, it was a tough,
do the right thing.
I don't know if I'd have wanted to beat Rutgers or not, but they did, right?
On Friday, I apologized for some remarks that I made and others made, but particularly ones that I made. On this program to the women's basketball team at Rutgers University.
To the hoes at Rutgers University.
Buddy, I mean, nappy-headed hoes is whatever, but Jigaboo is a
man.
Multi-generational problem. Gee whiz, Bernie McGurk. Wow. Okay, well, anyways, let's go on to the next news story before we get fucking drummed out of the business. Are we offended enough about this that we can move on now?
Yeah,
okay, good. I just want to make sure. I don't want to go home to my house being on fire one day. Oh, this is a story that was made for this podcast. This story right here was made for us. Oh, we love stories like this.
This clomped onto my leg and was just hanging on. His tail was flying up here, you know, and I was like, get off me. And I kind of didn't want to touch it. But
it's the last thing Joan Hebleck expected on her morning walk through Lucas Valley in San Rafael.
Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I didn't see him running up to me at all.
Joan suddenly...
He's fucking caught unbeknownst. He was fucking... He must have trained amongst the heathens. Come upon us unbeknownst.
Come upon us unbeknownst.
Oh, which clawed and bit her legs. The wounds bad enough she had to go to the ER.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And how do you get the squirrel attached to your leg off?
Well, so it's not going to end up great for your legs in the short term. But you yank the fucker off and spike it like a goddamn football is what you do. It's the answer to the question. I bet it won't fuck with you after that.
It's following us until she almost killed me.
Isabel.
It didn't almost kill you. You're just old. You just bleed easy.
Campoy and her niece Carmen were also attacked while walking in the same area off Mount Lassen Drive.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from, and then my arm was completely overcome by it.
Are we sure the squirrel didn't work for ICE? What's going on here? Come on, folks.
Sounds like they're interviewing Ayn Rand, talking about her fucking upbringing in Bolshevik Russia.
A is A.
Jumped off, and by then I was full of blood, and I ran to the emergency room.
When I saw her with all the blood arm in her arm, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
These flyers are now posted alert.
Fucking squirrel with a little ice vest on.
Little fucking mask on. Little tactical vest.
Okay, I'm going to go to Grok on Twitter right now and ask it to make me that picture. Yeah,
I need a tactically armed squirrel.
Neighbors say five people have been attacked, possibly by the same squirrel with a golden color. It's also been the talk of next door.
Unfortunately, it's not unheard of.
Vanessa Potter from Wild Care in San Rafael says squirrel...
Vanessa Potter? That's it. Well,
I don't have Vanessa Potter's squirrels.
I don't have your rabbit squirrel. Bob has a rabbit squirrel, and Carol's got a rabbit squirrel, but I don't have the bank doesn't have your rabbit squirrels. I don't have it.
Thank you, Mr. Potter.
Very silly. Play, cunt, fucking. It's a good thing we installed VLC. I fucking hounded you about it for 6 weeks. That's a good thing we did that. Oh, you motherfucking.
Wild Care in San Rafael says squirrels are not vectors for rabies. The aggressive behavior likely due to the animal being fed and cared for by humans when it was small.
Well, if they associate people with food, then they're not afraid of them. They come up, they look for food, they don't get it. There could be frustrations. They're, you know, they can be
really fucking cunt squirrel.
Oh, shit.
Territorial of their space.
Wild Care urging the public not to feed wild animals. Meantime, neighbors are enjoying the outdoors, but watching their backs. Isabel is trying to heal and move forward.
It hurts to touch the skin. I am putting my...
Quit touching it, stupid. Doc, it hurts when I touch this. Then don't touch that.
Fucking stop it.
Best power, mind, positive, in order to say I will survive this.
Fucking learn English before you get interviewed, cunt.
Well, Jeff, this week in kid touching.
Uh-oh. People are still out there touching kids?
Buddy, are they?
Really?
They're
I thought that might just be a fad.
Columbia, South Carolina, a Republican member of the South Carolina House who prosecutors say used the screen. Now, dig this screen name. This is what made me get the whole story right here. Who used the screen name Joe Biden 69 agreed Friday to plead guilty to distribution of sexual abuse material involving children.
Joe Biden 69.
Joe Biden BIDENNN 69.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Watch Fox News at 5. I'm Freddie Clairvaux. A state lawmaker is...
Who? Freddie Clairvaux?
Doesn't matter. Who was it?
being held.
The Freddie Clairvaux?
The Freddie Clairvaux.
Without bail tonight, facing disturbing charges that could send him to prison for 20 years. Nah. The co-founder of the Freedom Caucus, Representative R.J. May.
Freedom to look at kids, am I right?
Freedom to do whatever the fuck we want.
An online alias to send and receive child sex abuse material. Our Megan Gagne was in that courtroom today. And Megan, what was it like and what can you tell us?
What was it like?
That's right, Friendy. We heard graphic testimony from a special agent with the Department of Homeland Security for nearly 2 hours today. Now, R.J. May is facing 10 counts of distribution of child pornography, and investigators say he distributed more than 200 files of child porn within the span of 5 days.
Do you guys not know that they track your Wi-Fi and, like, they don't know that, huh?
I guess not. Well, they won't find me.
The people on January 6th think they weren't going to get pinched because they all had their cell phones on.
Everybody's filming.
And it bounced off every fucking tower in the goddamn Washington, D.C. area. And they triangulate these motherfuckers to a fairly well.
They got the video evidence, and then they can triangulate your fucking position.
Yeah. I don't want to hear how everything that looks at you is the mark of the beast. Incidentally, I probably don't disagree with a lot of that. But they've already got you. Every cell phone tower you pass marks your
fucking spot. Yeah.
I mean, they've already got you.
Yeah.
It's over. The time to care about this was 25 years ago.
Well, thanks for
R.J. May is facing 10 counts of distribution
sound like an
of
oriental. Why does their stinger sound like?
I will thank you to not mention the fact I shut it down by accident and I had to restart it. So fuck off. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, and what can you tell us?
That's right, Friendy. We heard graphic testimony from a
She's standing out in the rain with a fucking umbrella because she's got to have the live shot. It's
Why?
So unnecessary.
Special agent with the Department of Homeland Security for nearly 2 hours today. Now, R.J. May is facing 10 counts of distribution of child pornography, and investigators say he distributed more than 200 files of child porn within the span of 5 days in the spring of 2024. Now,
that guy's got too much time doing kid stuff. He can't be a legislator. He's way too busy.
Oh, he's, yeah.
Now, they say some of those videos contained toddlers and children ranging from 6 to 12 years old.
Oh, I see. That's the problem.
Gotta get home.
Got it.
Gotta get home, check his IRC chat, and see if those downloads have finished yet.
God damn it. What the fuck are we doing? That just goes to show that sweet, sweet ass is bipartisan, man. It crosses all party lines, all ideologies.
Yes.
Needing to see that sweet, sweet ass is
R.J. May being brought back to jail in this van Thursday after investigators described disturbing allegations against him.
We just heard the allegations. What are you repeating them for?
During an almost 2 hour hearing.
We heard this already.
At the federal courthouse in Columbia, prosecutors say the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force found an IP address.
Oh, that's got to be a fucking soul crushing. I mean, you get to arrest and convict pedos, but in the meantime, you got to see a lot of shit that no brain was probably meant to see, and it's got to be just soul-crushing. God damn it. Ugh. I mean, the reward would be super satisfying, but in the meantime, oh boy. Yeesh.
How did you not end up with a job like that?
I can't watch my pets die without being in hysterics for fucking a day. So I can't, no. I mean, we have a lot of fun here on TGO Radio, but it couldn't be me with that kind of a job.
Nope.
Because I'd be too tempted to fucking, first of all, blow their kneecaps out. And as they're screaming and begging for their lives, shoot their brains all over a wall.
Yeah.
That's the end. I couldn't. It's just, you know.
So he is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Well, I think that's fine for the courts, but I think we know that, you know, he's guilty. And that's
out here in the public.
We have passed judgment. We want him dead, frankly.
Only comment would be to direct you to the testimony today and the filings at the clerk of court's office. Besides that, we have no comment.
Prosecutors say may use the mobile app Kick under the screen name Joe Biden 69 to distribute.
I used to use Kick when I was fucking this married gal. That's how I talked to her years ago.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. This is before.
What was Kick? What is Kick?
It's like a, just like a messaging thing. Oh. Just, I was banging her when I met Kylie.
Gotcha.
The last girlfriend.
To as Hebe, an erotic preference that refers to preteens between the ages of 12 and 14. They also say he used the term cheese pizza, which is code for child porn.
Oh. I don't, that's knowledge I didn't want to have.
Oh, I didn't need to know that.
I did not want to know that, frankly. Cheese pizza. So now when I scroll through a fucking profile and I see pizza, I'm going to be like, oh, now I know what that means. That's gross.
Oh, God. What happens if you order it with extra sauce?
Well, the sauce, I don't want to disappoint you, but the sauce may be a bit more creamy than you're used to.
I didn't know this came with Alfredo.
Is this, this is Alfredo? This tastes terrible.
Oh, this is salty.
What does this taste like? Salt. A salty milkshake. What am I eating?
God damn it. Oh, yeah. Salty chocolate milkshake.
You got chocolate? What? You got an infection? What's the matter with it?
Videos. Exchange through the app.
What's the matter, buddy?
I can't get it.
I hope that haunts you tonight, you cocksucker. Jeff gave us Tangled Up in Pubes, and I gave him nightmares.
100 times over a four-day period. Investigators say the files were uploaded.
Must have been a four-day weekend, you know, getting his jerk on a long weekend off, you know.
Well, he's what, a congressman?
Yeah.
What they got fucking, weeks and shit off at a stretch, don't they?
Yeah. South Carolina member of the South Carolina House. That's what he is. R.J. May.
May well, you can call me May.
Ah, but you doesn't have to call me RJ.
Another fucking 50-year-old joke nobody's going to get. No, I know.
You got to be 71 to get this show. My dad would be having a great time right now. Sheesh. Well, he doesn't have to call me RJ.
Were uploaded and downloaded using May's home Wi-Fi network.
What a fucking tool.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't believe in a fucking VPN, huh? Okay, got it, buddy. I don't need to carry on with that story, I don't think. Is that it? You got nothing else, huh? You are zoned out, buddy.
Yeah,
what's the matter?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I always get like that at the end of the show. Just got to calm, you know. Come back to reality.
Go out and make yourself presentable to Trixie, and mm-hmm. so she has to kick you out of the fucking house. Yeah. I used to when
what
I was
you perverts talk about today.
When I was young and had a lot of energy, I used to hang out with a guy who was about 10 years older.
Yeah,
and his wife hated when he hung out with me because he'd come home all hornery and full of fucking energy, and she'd fucking hate it when we hung out. Now we'd just be two guys hanging out.
Yeah,
I think the last time I saw him.
Yeah,
his mother-in-law had like a ace bandage around her shoulder, and I said, "Hey, what happened to her?" Because she was a big gal, she was large.
Okay,
and I said, "Hey, what happened to her? She fucking repetitive fork movements. She blew her shoulder out." Fat cunt. I was so proud of that. You fucking fat pig. I hope you're in a box somewhere. A piano-sized box, you cunt, trash bag, fucking piece of garbage. hated her husband. You know what I fucking like? Their daughter's pussy. I like that a lot.
Yeah?
I fucked that girl well into my 30s. Her dad used to fly planes.
Hell yeah, into mm-hmm. buildings.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope he fucking shot at Alua Akbar one day and fucking dove into a cornfield, this piece of garbage. He fucking
big boppered it right into a fucking Iowa cornfield.
I hope he's dead. I hope they're both fucking dead. That fat cunt would have had to wash her pussy with a fucking pressure washer. Beat it, you fucking fat coos. Well, that girl's pussy was the fucking all-time greatest, man. Just a fucking slob of a girl. Fucked her from 15 to my late 30s.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Just a fucking pig of a human. Beautiful. Oh. The best. Well, all right. I think we've gone as far as we need to go as far as that goes. As you Alua Akbar and dove into a field. Thanks for listening. This has been TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.